we are going to read from First Book of the Old Testament, Genesis chapter 17, first 8 verses. I read from NASB, New American Standard Bible. Verse 1. Now when Abraham was 99 years old, Yahweh appeared to Abraham and said to him, I am God Almighty. Walk before me and be blameless or perfect. I will establish my covenant between me and you, and I will multiply you exceedingly. Abraham fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying, As for me, behold, my covenant is with you, and you will be the father of a multitude of nations. No longer shall your name be called Abraham, but your name shall be Abraham, for I have made you the father of a multitude of nations. I will make you exceeding fruitful. I will make nations of you. Kings will come forth from you. I will establish my covenant between me and you and your descendants after you throughout their generations for an everlasting covenant to be God to you and to your descendants after you. I will give to you and to your descendants after you the land of your sojournings, all the land of Canaan, for an everlasting possession, and I will be their God. It is great promise of God. All we are very familiar with. Yet, in our daily busy life, we could forget God's unilateral, one-sided covenant promise with Abraham and his descendant, especially Jesus Christ and his descendants. In Jesus, we are descendants of Abraham by faith in Jesus. So today's text is not about old event took place for the sake of nation of Israel. No. We are in Christ, nation of spiritual Israel. And every one of us is intimately related to today's event. And chapter 17, this event related to chapter 15, took place previously. And that chapter 15's initial God's proclamation of covenant with Abraham, also we could trace back to Genesis chapter 12 in verse 3. I read Genesis chapter 12 verse 3. God said, I will bless those who bless you, Abram, and him who dishonors you, Abram, I will curse. And in you, Abraham, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Abraham, meaning exalted father, or shield to the father. But here today's text teaches us God intentionally changed Abraham's name from Abram, exalted father, to Abraham, father of the multitude nations. Because that's the focal point of God's unilateral covenant. Multitude of nations. But let us remember, when God appeared to Abraham, gave this unexpected time, unexpected way, this promise. I will multiply you exceedingly. It was 99 years old. Abraham was 99 years old. It means in God's previous initial first time covenant making with Abraham was taken place 13 years ago when Abraham was 86. Now, Abraham is 99 years old. 13 years have passed since God's initial covenant promise to Abraham. Chapter 15, God said, "Fear not, Abraham, I am your shield, I am your reward, and you shall be blessed." How? "Through great reward by me." Abraham said, "Behold, God, you have given me no offspring." How old Abraham was? 75? "A member of my household will be my heir." And behold, the word of Yahweh came to Abraham, "This man, that is Eliezer, shall not be your heir. Your very own son shall be your heir." And God brought Abraham outside of the tent and said, "Look toward heaven. Number the stars. If you are able to number them." Then God said to Abraham, "So shall your offspring be." And Abraham believed God, and God counted it to Abraham as righteousness. Abraham moved to land of Canaan from Haran, where he served with his brother Nahor. His aging father Terah died when he was 205. Abraham was the last of three brothers born to Terah, his father, but his father died. Originally, Abraham, Terah, and his older brother Nahor, because another brother, Haran, died in hometown Ur, their God called Abraham. And Abraham and his father, Terah, Nahor, and Nahor's son, and all, they moved to Haran. That's the northern part of nowadays Syria. But still, northwest, far northern part of Mesopotamia. And his father, Terah, passed away. Then God brought Abram from there with Lot, with his wife, to land of Canaan, because that place was originally promised to Abraham while he was still living in Ur in Chaldea with his father and brothers. Why this background is important because the age. Genesis chapter 11 tells us almost 1,000 years or 700 or 800 years of Abraham's ancestry. The focusing is this. For example, chapter 11, verse 10, when Shem, Noah's son, third son, right after the flood, was 100 years old. 2 years after the flood, he fathered, gave birth to a son, Arphaxad. That was a special case. Out of God's providence, God prevented all three sons of Noah, all married, yet having children of their own. But after flood, 2 years later, God allowed Shem to have baby boy Arphaxad. But from then on, all the way to Terah, Abraham's father, their age to have their firstborn son was very normal. Arphaxad, 35 years he fathered Shelah. Shelah, 30 years when he fathered Eber. Eber, 34 years when he fathered Peleg. Peleg, 30 years old when he fathered Reu. Reu, 32 years old when he fathered Serug. Serug, 30 years old he fathered Nahor. Nahor, 25 years old when he fathered Terah. Terah lived 70 years, and he fathered Abram, Nahor, and Haran, but Abram could be the youngest one. So here, Abram is now 75 years old when God promised Abram in Genesis chapter 15 to give him the land of Canaan and to his descendant. Well, Abraham didn't have a baby boy yet while he was 75. So in comparison to his old ancestor way back 700 years, his absence of his own son is very unusual. He lived more than double than his previous ancestors who got their firstborn sons. But Abraham, even 75 years old, didn't have a son. His wife is 65 years old. Almost a human hope of having their own son might have gone by then. Now, chapter 17. Abram is 99 years old. God said, I am God Almighty. Walk before me. Be blameless. I will establish my covenant between me and you, and I will multiply you exceedingly. Abraham fell on his face, and God talked with him. Verse 4. As for me, behold, my covenant is with you. You will be the father of a multitude of nations. No longer shall your name be called Abram, exalted father, but your name shall be called Abraham, for I have made you. father of a multitude of nations. That's the meaning of Abraham, father of a multitude of nations. I'll make you exceedingly fruitful. I will make nations of you. I will make kings come forth from you. I will establish my covenant between me and you and your descendants after you throughout their generations for an everlasting covenant to be God to you, to be God to your descendants after you. But between 75 and 99, those 24 years span, what happened to Abraham? Chapter 16 tells us when Abraham became 86, his wife became 76. They thought God's promise while they were 75 and 65 respectively was to have a son. Regardless of Abraham's wife, could be Sarai or somebody else. That's what they thought. They assumed, they fancied with it. They partially believed God's covenant to have Abraham's heir out of Abraham's blood. But God meant eventually through Sarai, not any other woman. So here, Abraham, by listening to his wife Sarai's advice, took second wife. It is against God's marriage ordinance in chapter 1 of the same Genesis. Abraham knew, because in his possession he had all historical records handed down to him through his ancestors. In his hand he had a record of God's marriage covenant ordinance promise. It is between one man and one wife. But here, Abraham took a second wife. It is against God's law and God's marriage covenant. Why he broke it? He fancied himself to make God's covenant fulfilled by his own ideas, breaking God's marriage covenant ordinance between one man and one wife. But here, he had a second wife. So, at first, Ishmael was born. And he has grown 13 more years. Now Abraham became 99, his wife is 89. So it seemed to Abraham and his wife, including Ishmael's mother Hagar, everything worked okay. But in God's eyes, that was a terrible thing. Abraham, past 13 years, enjoyed quite satisfied life. He thought God finally fulfilled his promise by giving him Ishmael. Ishmael is 13 years old, healthy, strong, looks like he could be the legitimate heir to all God's blessing upon Abraham. God has been patient with Abraham past 13 years until Ishmael reached 13 years old. But here, God appeared to Abraham. I am Almighty. It is the name of God, Almighty. Shaddai is Almighty, proper noun, and El. So God said, I'll give you my two names, El Shaddai, God Almighty. It means you have sufficiency in me as God. I have mighty, all workable power in whole universe. That is me. So today's question is this. What is Yahweh's covenant with Abraham? Very simple. First, showing self-satisfied man of corrupt nature, he devised his own method to make God's promise fulfilled by his own corrupt way. But to him, God showed what he is, God Almighty. So, Yahweh's covenant with Abraham is showing what God is all about. Mighty, all-powerful. Not let Abraham fulfill God's own promise by Abraham's device. Unthinkable, but Abraham he did anyway. Acting against God's marriage ordination, God's covenant law made in Garden of Eden. But God has been patient with Abraham and finally told him in vision, I am Almighty. My covenant should not be fulfilled by your corrupt way, violating my given marriage covenant between one man and one wife. Abraham, walk before me. Be perfect. Be blameless. Abraham had to be awakened from his deep spiritual slumber and sleep. He was intoxicated with his own success to have promised heir, Ishmael. But later on, Holy Spirit inspired Apostle Paul. And then made Apostle Paul clearly speak truth about this situation took place. Abraham, his wife Sarai, and Hagar, and the birth of Ishmael. The son of the slave, that is Hagar, Ishmael and Hagar, was born according to the flesh. It is Sarai's idea. Abraham listened to his wife, selfish, corrupt idea, as if they had the power to make God's promise to have El fulfilled by their own power, violating God's marriage covenant. But here clearly, Galatians chapter 4, verse 23 said, No, that was the son of slave was born according to the flesh. God's promise should be done between Abram and his wife, not slave lady Hagar, not the born son to that Hagar's relationship with Abraham, Ishmael, no. While the son of the free woman, Sarai, was born through promise, God's promise has to be between Abraham and his legitimate original wife, Sarai. Because by God's grace, she is a free woman, not like slave Hagar. Friends, today, why God appeared to Abraham and finally revealed the truth behind the past 13 years history? Because God has been patient. God finally appeared to Abraham and his Sarai and slave wife Hagar and 13 years old boy Ishmael. Listen to Yahweh. Know Yahweh in correct way. So God's covenant with Abraham is all about knowing God correct way as God ought us to know about him. Here, Abraham fell on his face. Finally, he was jolted out of his self-satisfaction. That was a fake satisfaction. That was a fake blessing. Now, while he fell on his face to the ground, conversation started between him and God. As for me, behold, my covenant is with you. You will be the father of a multitude of nations, not through Ishmael. No longer shall your name be called Abraham, but your name shall be called Abraham, father of a multitude of nations. Because right after this, God promised. Same year, when Abraham is 89, when Sarah was 89, Abraham was 99, that same year, God said, not through Ishmael, through Sarah. When she becomes 90, she will have baby boy. So what is God's covenant with Abraham? It teaches us what God is all about. He is patient. He is merciful. And he is more than willing to give us true blessing through legitimate seed. As Galatians chapter 4 said, verse 16, the promise was made to Abraham and to his offspring. It does not say, and to offsprings, referring to many, no, just referring to one, and to your offspring, who is Christ. And Galatians, including Apostle Paul, including you and me today, all we are one in Christ Jesus, verse 29, if we are Christ, then all of us are Abraham's offspring, heirs according to promise. Let us know our merciful, gracious, patient God. He taught Abraham. It is all about God's almighty, mighty power to govern, to make God's covenant fulfilled through history, not our devised, our self-worked out salvation and efforts and all good deeds. Only that promised offspring, Jesus Christ. Abraham was saved. His wife, Sarah, was saved. Moses was saved. King David was saved. King Solomon was saved. and in Jesus Christ, you and I, our children, after our children, all we are saved by grace through faith in Jesus alone. So, let us remember, no matter what we do, no matter where we are, as long as we are in Jesus Christ, God's promise stands still, and our and our children's salvation are secure, immovable, unshakable. That's what today's text teaches us about sure acknowledgement of our covenant God. And our knowing of God should ever increase until we breathe our last breath. Jesus said, I know Father, because I am from Him, and He sent me. And Jesus said, even as the Father knows me, I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. All about acknowledgement of our covenant God is done. Our faith in Jesus Christ. This is what today's text teaches us. Let us humbly bow down before our covenant God so that no matter what we did in the past or doing or will do, everything is insignificant because God blessed us only through His promised Son, Jesus Christ. In Him, we put all our trust by grace alone. Let's pray. Lord God, thank you for saving us from eternity in your promised Jesus Christ. Make us ever know about you more through Jesus, so that we may all come to mature enough to know about you as Jesus knew about you and taught us about you. Make us ever satisfied with our knowing experience of you day by day, no matter what circumstances we are in. In Jesus, we are blessed. We are satisfied. In His name we pray. Amen.